When social anxiety and avoidance interfere with a person's ability to function in important roles, such as a student, a worker, or a friend, the condition is called social anxiety disorder, SAD, also known as social phobia. This is according to the American Psychiatric Association. In the USA, SAD affects approximately 12.1% of people in their lifetimes and 7.1% of adults in a given year. About one of every four people report at least one significant social fear in their lifetimes, most commonly public speaking. To be diagnosed with SAD, a person must report an impairing fear of multiple social situations that has persisted for at least 6 months. Most people with SAD fear eight or more distinct social situations, such as initiating a conversation with a stranger, maintaining conversations, going on a first date, going to a work party or function, talking with an authority figure, talking in front of a group of people, and eating in front of other people. SAD is one of the most common anxiety disorders recognized by the American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. SAD affects men and women about equally, and the majority of people with SAD report their fears began in early adolescence, typically around age 13. Unfortunately, this condition tends to be chronic, and few people recover on their own without an intervention.